House Republicans have scheduled a vote today on a controversial bill to limit Congress's role in new trade agreements. Under the so-called fast-track trade authority, Congress could approve or deny new trade agreements, but not change them. Lawmakers had granted that power to presidents for half a century, but since it lapsed 7 years ago, Congress has refused to restore it. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Leaders in the House of Representatives have postponed the vote on Fast Track again and again, hoping to muster enough support to pass it. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick says without it, he can't engage in serious trade negotiations. He says other countries won't go to their bottom line if they think Congress will reopen the deal.
It's now time for Congress to choose. Will the United States fight for America's national interest through an open trading system? Will we continue to tear down walls to economic and political freedom? 7 lean years are long enough. It's time for Congress to vote for trade promotion authority.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Donald Evans says while the U.S. has been on the sidelines, other nations have been negotiating amongst themselves.
There are 130 free trade agreements in the world today. America is a party to only three of those.
Evans says that means U.S. businesses are losing out to competitors who can sell duty-free. And now the White House says it needs Fast Track more than ever because members of the World Trade Organization are poised to begin a new round of global trade talks. But only a handful of congressional Democrats plan to vote for Fast Track. Even California Democrat Robert Matsui, who spearheaded previous efforts to pass Fast Track, says this time he'll vote no. He says trade talks have changed. They aren't just about tariffs and quotas and other matters lawmakers can just hand over to the president.
Today, this next round of negotiations will be about perhaps changing our antitrust laws, changing our food safety laws, our environmental regulations. It'll be about whether or not you can bypass the patent protection laws in the event of a national or international health care emergency. And I think we have to have the ability to influence that process while the negotiations are going on.
Many other Democrats, including Indiana's Pete Visklosky, oppose Fast Track, period. Visklosky and others say trade negotiations are really just geared to helping multinational corporations.
Who now search the planet Earth to find someone who they can pay the least amount of money to provide a given good or service.
Michigan Democrat Sander Levin tried to craft a compromise fast-track bill that would have offered Congress more oversight over negotiations and tied freer trade to new protections for workers and the environment. Under it, countries allowing child labor or banning unions could have faced trade sanctions. Levin says the Republicans weren't willing to listen.
And they decided they'd kind of go it alone, trying to find a handful of Democrats to put together 218 votes. It isn't working.
But congressional Republicans think it might. President Bush has been meeting with members and twisting arms, hoping to swing a majority of the House into line. Yesterday, Republican leaders tried to sweeten the deal for Democrats. They backed a proposal to expand unemployment and health care benefits for laid-off workers. And they're offering to expand a program that retrains workers displaced by trade. Lawmakers who support Fast Track say they're making progress. Still, many expect today's vote to be a cliffhanger. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.